Oh, that's really cool, man. Yeah, that sounds like a neat setup. I had some success with my new Manpack radio, that Anytone 578, with the portable battery and the bag and the antenna, and I just picked up the Bluetooth microphone for it so that I can leave the whole thing in the bag and get enough separation from the antenna when I'm transmitting on 50 watts. And it works really, really good. We did some simplex testing last weekend with it, and just with that little $10, like, I don't know, measuring tape, a Brie antenna on it, I was able to get some pretty good distances on simplex. So very impressed with it. It's worked out quite well.
Oh, very cool. That's good, man. That's awesome. I guess I did a little bit of radio stuff. I guess it's technically not radio, like talking radio, but we did some Wi-Fi stuff for work today. A client wanted Wi-Fi for his entire backyard, right? So we ordered this Microtik Mantbox AX15S access point. And his main Wi-Fi system at home is just the stock Spectrum piece of crap that they give you. And he wasn't really interested in doing a full, you know, ubiquity or, you know, meshed Wi-Fi system. So we were like, all right, well, I can just configure this access point to piggyback off of his existing router. And we mounted it up, and I clicked the scan button, and he's on the lake, right? He's right on the bay. And, well, I was picking up Wi-Fi connections from the other side of the lake, or the bay, you know, a good half a mile or more. You know, picking up like Elmwood Marina, picking up the Discovery Center and the Yacht Club, all that stuff, really far away, at the same strength that the Spectrum router was at. So I was like, all right, well, this thing's going to work really good. We hooked it up, was able to walk all the way to the end of his dock, and the speed did not increase, which was kind of awesome, or decrease, rather.